Steve, we'll start with obviously just a quick reflection on the other night. A disappointing night overall, wasn't it?
Yeah, disappointing night. You know, we've had two poor performances in 2.5 years that I would call poor, because we lacked everything that we're good at, and that was one at Bramall Lane and one at Reading. But it's gone. We've come up the motorway. We got back in the middle of the night. Very quiet team coach, very subdued team coach. But, you know, boys are back in today, and a little light day, and then we'll get focused for Hillsborough.
I said the other night that this might be a good game to have next, and you said, well, any game's good to have next. But the fact that it is a derby, will that just, you know, really sort of get the players going for this one?
Well, derbies is always about supporters, isn't it? It's fans day, the derby, whether you support Rotherham United or Sheffield Wednesday. It's about going out for a beer that night on the Saturday after the game. It's about going to the paper shop on a Sunday. It's about going to work for days, twos, weeks afterwards. And local pride always comes into it. It's a, if you're a Miller and you live next door to an L, you don't talk to them that morning, do you? Because you're focused on the game and you want to win. So it's supporters' day, and our supporters obviously entrust that responsibility to our players.
When you look at your record in derbies, you think back to Leeds this year, Sheffield Wednesday, Sheffield United the year before, Chesterfield. You know, why have you managed to have such a good record in these games? What is the secret?
Players win football matches, and you know, we've always been able to identify players that respond to big occasions and respond to games where it means everything to everybody. So I've been fortunate that I've worked with good players.
Is it just that's the case then? It's not a mentality, it's nothing that you've said to them, it's not the way that you prepare. There's got to be more to it than that.
Well, you don't prepare any differently from a derby to you do to any other game. Perhaps the words inside the minds of players stays in a little bit longer or with a little more intent than it does on other occasions. But, you know, we've been successful in derbies because we've executed the game plan. And I'm going to say it, but when we fail in some games, not all the games, then we don't execute the game plan. But we win here together, we lose together. You know, I got it wrong team-wise and tactically down at Reading. I did it at Bramall Lane as well. And I've done it in other games where the boys have gone and dug me a hole, but I've got tactically it right and a lot of occasions, hence 8 promotions in 10 years. So from that point of view, it's we're all learning, and nobody's beating themselves up from Tuesday more than I have, but you comes a time, you move on and you get ready.
Do you think that willingness to say, I've got something wrong here, helps you get it right more often than not?
Well, I don't have to say I got it wrong many times, because I genuinely go away and reflect. I said to the players in the immediate meeting after Reading that I didn't feel I'd got it right, and therefore hands go up. And a lot of players said that back, but it's my job to come out and explain defeats. And I still expect, you know, players to go out and produce a minimum level of performance, which is the key criteria of effort, commitment, passion, desire. You know, I got it wrong, but I prepared right. I still had the same desire. I still had the same preparation. I still had the same team meetings. I just got the personnel wrong.
Are there players who played the other night who've maybe cost themselves a chance to play in this game?
Yes.
And what do you say to a player in that situation?
Nothing.
You just leave them out.
Listen, no, because we've had our chance, haven't we? We need to focus on the positives. You know, if you overly focus on the negatives, you could be a very negative person. You know, I've got family members who tell me it's going to rain next Tuesday. And I think, well, yeah, it's going to be 65 to 70 degrees in between, love. You know, you have to focus on the positives. And we're going to be totally focused on the positives going to Hillsborough.
When you look back to that game last year, it was only 2-1, but it was a pretty comprehensive cup win. What did your team do well on that day, do you think?
We played exceptionally well. Players turned up to a man and delivered games at the top end of their skill base, at the top end of their effort, at the top end of their commitment, at the top end of their passion. And you have to need that to win any game, but you especially need it in a derby. Well, let's be honest, it's derby matches where if you win a throw-in in the halfway line, you get a standing ovation. If you win a tackle in the halfway line, you get the same. So it just means that much to the people sitting in the seat supporting the team.
Do you think that Wednesday underestimated your team on that day? And I ask that because I suspect if they did, there definitely won't be any of that this time.
No, I think Stuart Gray is a very talented manager, and I think he's done an absolutely outstanding job. And what they have at Hillsborough is an array of talent. When you actually break down the squad and who they've got personnel-wise, they've got an outstanding squad of players, and they've just found themselves in a and a little bad run of form, and that happens to the best, does it? Yeah, because Manchester City are the best. It's happening to them now. But it's only three weeks ago in your show, I was listening to callers to your programme, Rob, telling you that Sheffield Wednesday are going to get promoted to the Premier League. Mm. So 3 weeks later, how football can change. And we're no different. We lose a couple of games and suddenly my players are not very good, or I'm not very good. You have to deal with that. It's a profession we're in.
Yeah, it has changed, and they haven't won in an awful long time, and the pressure's going to be on Wednesday to get a result in this game. Can you ever use that to your advantage?
Well, the pressure is on Wednesday. The pressure's that they're the home side. And if you're the home side, you have a certain degree of responsibility to go and try and win a football match. And as an away team, you have a responsibility to take something from the game. That's how football works. And if you're fortunate or good enough to go and take more than a point and get three, then wonderful. But, you know, we've already got a point from the derby, haven't we? We start with a point. We have to give that point away.
You were one of the names linked with Sheffield Wednesday when Dave Jones left. Could you easily be in the other dugout this weekend?
Could have been. But it's no for me. I've never been a manager that reminisces. There's other managers sitting in Championship clubs recently where I could be sat in their dugout. So it's not about reminiscing where you can be. I've got a fantastic job here for a fantastic man, and I work for a wonderful football club. That has been the common theme in all my time here at the New York, and it's something I really feel passionately about.
And there are ties between the clubs. I mean, Stevie May being one of them. I mean, what really happened with Stevie May?
They just paid him a lot more money. You know, the young man conducted himself in a really respectful, very professional manner. You know, I think he arrived into Rotherham that morning about 11:30, if memory's right, and he was still with me at 6 o'clock at night before we set off for Derby. You know, but there was always a feeling from his representatives more than him that unless we could do something radically on finance, then he was going to find himself across the motorway. Well, we had to let him go across the motorway, but it doesn't take away my admiration for a young man who I think really highly of.
Because you chased him for an awful long time, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. And then Sheffield Wednesday sell a player to Nottingham Forest and money arrives and they got the option to go and sign Stevie. But listen, would I have done the same to Stuart? Absolutely. Football's a ruthless business. And, you know, we tried desperately to get him in. And I think time will prove that Stuart has signed an excellent player in Stevie May.
Do you think he will go on to be a success then? Because he's, you know, he's done fairly well so far, but he hasn't had the goals that perhaps Wednesday were hoping for. Do you think he will go on and be a real success in English football?
Well, it don't really bother me. I don't care. But in English football, yes. I don't care how he does it at Sheffield Wednesday, because Stuart Gray would quite rightfully say it's none of my business, and it's not. But what I can say is echo Stuart's words. He's signed a very talented young man. And Stuart had to work very hard personally to get Stevie in, because it's not just always a bit money. You have to also tell the player where he's going to play, and especially if you're investing not only the transfer for the size of the transfer fee in Stevie, but you're having to invest a lot of money in wages. I'd probably suggest he's at the top end of the wages scale at Hillsborough, but that's not for me to concern about. I hope he's an absolute stinker if he plays on Saturday.
What are their strengths? Because they've, you know, got a solid back five. Kieran Westwood's had a good start to this year. Do you think they are going to be a tough team to break down?
Well, what a goalkeeper Westwood is. You know, I think a number of clubs would have liked to have signed a boy when they went there. For all arguments, he's a Premiership goalkeeper, isn't he, now playing in the Championship. If he was playing for Sunderland in the Premiership tomorrow, nobody would blink. But he's got some top players in front of him, the boy Livens. I was fed up watching him be outstanding at Celtic. You know, but it was great as a Celtic fan. They're not just the back four, across the middle they're particularly strong. I know they can either deploy the boy Maguire, another wee Scottish rascal. You can either deploy him on the right or up top. But he's a hell of a talent. You know, he's Chris is first seen him as a young man at Aberdeen. He's a top player. And they've got an array of talent. So we need to be ready and prepared to match that.
And what do your team need to do to get this victory this weekend?
Win.
Yeah, how are you going to do it?
Well, we're going to go there and we'll have a game plan, and we need to execute that game plan to the top level. We're going to have to work as hard as we've worked in every game bar Reading in the Championship, because I would say in every other game we've been in it, even Middlesbrough. I think we're in the game in the second half, and I think we've got 10 men, dare I say it, outworking a very smart Middlesbrough 11, and it was echoed again on Tuesday when they smashed Norwich. But we have to work exceptionally hard, and then our big game players have to produce the big types of moments that win football matches.
How many Rotherham fans have come up to you perhaps in the last fortnight and said, you've got to win this game, Steve?
How many people is in the town? every supporter is. It's massively important, you know. But, hey, listen, I grew up as a wee laddie in Glasgow when Celtic played Rangers, and where it's a religion. And you come to this game and you realise it's special because it means so much to people. But as much as I've had every Rotherham fan come up, I've had a lot of Sheffield Wednesday fans come up as well. It's a good job I'm not into bribery, innit? I'd have a few more quid with these Wednesday fans. But they're a fantastic support, as ours are. The atmosphere will be absolutely electric as we approach kickoff. And I just want my team to give us a real opportunity of winning the football match, which means we have to turn up and play to the best energy levels we can have.
You've had a lot of experience now of Yorkshire derbies and Yorkshire football. What makes it special, do you think?
The thing I said about Rotherham people is that, you know, I wasn't being condescending in any fashion when I said they're just like Glaswegians, and I'm proud to be a Glaswegian. And that's the same as Sheffield folk, aren't they? Is it Sheffield folk? Is that an expression? But they're really, really proud of the football clubs. They live and breathe them. I'm sure if Wednesday fans bleed, out pops blue blood. You know, we're fortunate, aren't we? Because if we bleed, it's red blood. So, but it's Yorkshire is they tell you as it is. They don't sit on the fence, and good or bad. But you can always live with that. You know what? Because as I say to my players, I'll tell you to your eyes. Not like a lot of managers behind your back.
Do you enjoy these games? I get a sense that the big game, sort of being, you know, being able to talk up a big game, whether it's a playoff final, whether it's a derby, whatever it is, that you sort of really enjoy these moments?
Oh, why are we in football? Why do supporters come to football matches? They come every week because they love the football club, but when the big local rivalry kicks in and it's on your doorstep and it's, you know, it's fantastic. There won't be a lot of sleep on Friday night because it's like Christmas, isn't it? You know, you're waiting for Christmas Day, and that's what it's like for a football manager when the big games come. But then you need to get up on Christmas Day and perform.
You've probably heard about the history of this fixture, and Rotherham have been a bit of a bogey team for Wednesday over the years. I'm sure you've heard about Ronnie Moore and his two victories there in the last minute and the 2-1 signs at the Wednesday fans. Dare I suggest that you won't be doing that to the Wednesday fans if you win 2-1?
Well, Ronnie Moore's asked me to do it. He said, get the fingers up. I don't know, that's what I take it meant. And, hey, listen, there's been some great derbies, isn't there, between both teams, and it's been both ways. But if I can emulate what Ronnie did, who's an absolute icon in this town, if I can emulate what he did and bring the 3 points back across the waterway, more importantly for me, it would just take us level with them in points, and we would be saying we're so frustrated and annoyed with our start to the campaign, but we'd be sitting in the middle of the pipe before a 2-week break.
Do you like to sort of create those memories? Because promotions are great as well, but the derbies are a different matter, aren't they? And fans will remember those victories as fondly as they will the promotions when they look back on your time here.
Listen, the things that you remember in football is not the mundane everyday win. It's the big key moments and the low key moments. And as a manager, I cannot ever forget my first promotion back at Stamford. Who can you forget that? They're days that live with you forever. I certainly can't forget my promotion at home to Aldershot or the best of all the day at Wembley. But you're right, derby matches, and when you win derby matches, are always special. I'll never forget we beat Leeds recently. I can never forget we beat Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday within a couple of weeks of each other for our supporters. It's days that live with you forever. But, you know, the opposite end of that isn't worth thinking about. You know, I've not slept from Reading, but I'll sleep tonight. I'm ready to sleep now because I'm back looking at the players' eyes and seeing there's a bit of focus and they know what's coming.
Would it mean anything to you to finish above Leeds on Wednesday this year?
Yeah, of course it does. If you're in Yorkshire as a football club, you want to be the top team in Yorkshire. The only thing I say is good job we're not in Manchester, isn't it? You know, but we would want to be the top club in Yorkshire. But we don't hide how difficult that is. You know, there's a young man who I have a great relationship with, talking to him yesterday, Neil Redfern up at Leeds. You know, he's somebody I respect enormously. He'll get it right at Leeds. So they're going to become very good, I think. Might take a month or two, but they're going to become very good. And I think, I said to you, Stuart does a wonderful job. But let's be honest, we would love Sheffield United in the Championship. We'd love Doncaster Rovers in the Championship. We'd love Barnsley in the Championship. Last season, when, you know, if you'd have said to me, Doncaster survived and etc. and Barnsley survived, we'd have ticked that box because there's nothing better than a derby, is there?
Mm. And in terms of this one, it's going to be at Hillsborough as well. There's going to be a large crowd. You know, the Rotherham fans have sold out their end, and there's going to be some atmosphere for this one, isn't there?
Yeah, it'll be humdinging. You guys will be buzzing off it, won't you? I suppose Mr. Giddings will have booked himself in already because it's a local game.
What on earth are you saying there, Steve?
Well, I normally see you on the long trips and Andy's a local boy.
No comment on that one.
And, but no, listen, it's, you know as well as I do, Sheffield Wednesday in reality start big favourites. I read in a Sheffield newspaper this morning that we're slight favourites, but they're 11-10 and we're 3-1. That tells me that we're big outsiders. So, and then the right was slight, but we have to put up with that, don't we? We're the underdogs. No one gives us a chance around the country. You know, there'll be 24,000, 25,000 Earls in that stadium who'll not give us a chance before or during the game. We have to go there in adversity and win a football match. But are we capable? Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of the injury situation, are you pretty good, pretty healthy after that Reading game?
Yeah, but a little bit worried about Carly Arnason. Nothing about his eye or the little cut to his eye. That's nothing. He just stubbed his toe blocking a challenge early in the late in the first half on at Reading. A great challenge, as much as I could be critical for the goal. It's probably a goal scoring opportunity that Arnie does what Arnie does, but that's given us a lot of cause for concern. But you know, we don't take cause for concerns. We just take it and focus on who we have available. We'd love to have Arnie with us if he is great. If he's not, then someone else will play.
You said last week there's maybe a chance of a loan signing coming in before the derby. Is that still going to happen or not, do you think?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, there's company. We've been given permission to by the other manager, my respective manager, to let the two chief executives see if an agreement can be reached. And let me tell the supporters now, I'm not going to cut across this one. If it's right, we're bringing them in.
Simply as that, because you said last week, I think, that there was a player that you were happy to bring in, but then it just didn't feel right with the price, this one?
Yeah, different player. I just didn't feel comfortable with the money it was going to take on a weekly basis. You know, reality, money-wise, we're not a club in the Championship who competes with Championship clubs, but we do go about having value for money. And, you know, have I got support from my chairman? Wow, my conversations with the chairman on Tuesday night when I was flattened down and Wednesday. Who inspires the leader, the real leader?
I was going to ask, because you will be charged with lifting the players, I suppose. Does Tony Stewart lift you at a time like that?
Absolutely. Tuesday night he was incredible. I spoke to him into the early hours of the morning. He knows how much I hurt. I think he once paid me the compliment of telling his son the only person that hurts more than the Stewart family when we don't win is Steve Evans. He's right. And when I say to you guys I've no slept, it's been a 10-minute here and there through the last couple of nights, but that goes. I mean, I've had sleepless nights in the past. Believe me, when you lose in League Two to Barnet and Bristol Rovers, I didn't sleep. And when you lose six or whatever it was at Port Vale, I didn't sleep. And what does that make you there? I'll tell you what you do. You get in the shower and you come out and it's stronger. And it's almost like, you know, going through that cloud situation when you see the light again and you get refocused and re-energised and have a passion. And Tony Stewart has given me that since the day I walked through the door. And I'm grateful to that, and I give that to my players.
You got a final message for the Rotherham fans ahead of this game?
I think the most important thing is as a town, we've been on the real wrong end of some real bad headlines, written, spoken, television, the whole lot, over the last number of months because of certain things that's happened in the town. But the one thing that's commonly been said as well, Rotherham United has been a beacon light in the last 2.5 years. So whatever happens at Hillsborough, make sure we arrive there trouble-free. Make sure the supporters sing our hearts out and deliver the type of passion and energy and stuff that can get through to my players. We're going to need you guys and ladies. But more importantly, let's people be writing on Sunday morning about the football and nothing else. And let's use this as an opportunity to get a good victory and show them that the town of Rotherham is bouncing back in sport for all the right reasons.